Springfield Military Academy, Major Ryan speaking. Is the doctor in?
No, he isn't. Jeff, will you do as I ask? Take a look at the cake.
I looked at it. Now what do I do?
If it's done, take it out. I'm sorry, Major. The doctor will be back in a few minutes. Could I take a message?
Our school doctor is out of town. One of the boys has been bitten by a dog. David Barker, I believe you know him. We'd like to ask what to do.
Hey, how can you tell whether or not a cake is done?
Use your head and be quiet.
I beg your pardon.
Excuse me, I was talking to my son. Tell me, is the dog all right?
Well, never mind about the dog. It's the boy we're worried about.
Yes, but the first thing the doctor will want to know is whether the dog that bit him is healthy or not.
There's nothing wrong with the dog. He's the school mascot. The boys were tussling, apparently, and the dog got excited and nipped David in the hand. Nothing serious, but the skin is broken, and we don't like to take chances.
Listen, you watch out what you say.
All right, I'll bring him over. I'll get my car. You meet me out in front. Sweeney, go to your quarters.
Yes, sir.
Listen, you, if you tell my bitch, you'll...
Well, you did bite me.
All right, you screw, and I'll fix you. I'll tell the major who put the red ants in his bed.
Well, hello, Major.
Hello, Doctor.
Hello, David.
Hi, Dr. Stone.
Well, I hear a dog mistook you for a bone.
Me for a bone?
It was just a little joke. May I see the hand?
Dad always makes those jokes, so you can forget how much it's going to hurt.
Show it to him, David.
David, it's not going to hurt.
The idea is the joke hurts worse than what he's going to do to you.
What's he going to do?
Jeff, will you please keep quiet?
I'm just trying to make him feel good.
Jeff, please.
Do us all a favor. Don't try. You see the hand, David? There. Well, it doesn't look like much of a bite. As long as the skin's been broken, we... You said the dog's been checked.
Only 2 days ago. Perfectly okay.
We better give you an anti-tetanus booster.
What's a booster? A shot. I don't need a shot, honest!
David, dear, I think the doctor's a better judge of that than you are.
Oh, you said he wasn't there?
Dolly, would you prepare the...
Dave, do you want to get locked jaw and have all your teeth pried out just so they can feed you?
No, I mean, yes!
David, tension!
Hey, tell you what, Dave. If you take the shot, okay, maybe Dad will let you stay overnight tonight and take us both to the ball game tomorrow. Will you, Doc?
Why not? Tomorrow's Saturday.
We'll have to get the Major's permission.
Well, why not? Tomorrow is Saturday.
I guess you're right. Tomorrow is Saturday. David, would you come over here? David, up you go. Roll up your sleeve.
Well, I don't want the shot anymore. Wait a minute. Now, listen, stop this. I'm going to go to the ball game anymore.
Wait, period.
Wait, see, I don't want to. No, wait. What really happened, what?
There we are. Now, what were you saying?
Never mind.
Well, you roll your sleeve down now.
That was a shot?
You see, it didn't hurt a bit. Now you get to see a ball game.
Yeah. Can I have another shot and go to a movie, too?
You make?
Can't you tell? Where are the boys?
They're coming.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, fellas.
Hi, David. Well, sit down, David. You hungry?
Sure. Getting a shot always makes me hungry.
David, do you like lamb stew?
Lamb stew? I don't think so.
Oh, well, it's very good for you.
Look, Dave, eat all your lamb stew, and then we can have a big piece of that cake.
A small slice. That cake has to last us through the weekend.
In that case, just eat part of your stew.
Stop making those generous offers.
Oh, hi, David. I didn't know you were here.
Hi. What did you do to your hair? You look terrible.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Harry, I wish you'd dressed before coming to the table.
Mother, I didn't have enough time.
Didn't have time? You know, she started at 9 o'clock this morning.
Where are you and Herbie going tonight?
Oh, I don't know. We'll probably go over to Bab's house and listen to some records or something.
You have to curl your hair to listen to records?
Alex, I forgot. We're going over to the Hales tonight.
Should I get a babysitter?
Babysitter? What for?
Well, you and David will be here alone.
Look, Mom, I can take care of things.
Can we depend on that? It's a big responsibility, Jeff.
You're right, Dad. If I do a good job, I should get paid, huh?
Let's put it this way. If you don't do a good job, you'll get what's coming to you.
Sorry I raised the question.
Jeff, remember now, you're in charge. Jeff?
Okay.
David, anything that Jeff says. Understand? David?
Okay.
And as soon as the show is over, off to bed.
That's right. Gotta sleep up for that ball game tomorrow.
Jeff?
Okay.
Remember now, we'll be at the Hales if you want us.
I think they want to be alone.
Well, good night.
Good night. Zombies.
How about that, fellas and gals? Pretty exciting, isn't it? Well, here's something else pretty exciting. Chocolate-covered Bonanza bars, the delicious candy delight worth its weight in gold. My, that tastes good.
Have you ever had one of those? They're terrific.
You'll say you never tasted anything like Bonanza bars, the best between-meal snack you ever had. I've got to have another bite myself.
You know something? I'm getting kind of hungry.
Me too.
Look for them in the red and yellow wrapper in better stores and vending machines everywhere.
Let's go out in the kitchen and scout around.
Okay.
If you want to strike it rich, buy Bonanza bars by the carton. And now back to the Longhorn Trail.
Hey, how about this? Think we should? Well, Mom made it for the weekend. You know, it's practically the weekend already.
Yeah, I guess it is.
It could get stale just sitting here. Yeah, I guess it could. Go get a knife.
You get it.
What are you scared of? Mom won't mind. Besides, she won't even notice if we just have a little bit.
Are you sure?
Well, sure, I'm sure. Promise you won't tell? Hey, it started again. I'll get the knife.
Return with us next week for another thrilling adventure on the Longhorn Trail.
Boy, that was loony.
You said it. I guess you're supposed to go to bed now.
Yeah, I guess.
Should I turn it off?
No, wait.
9 p.m., Foss's dog food time.
Hey, 9 o'clock. We better get to bed. You know what your mom said?
No, wait. I just want to see.
High Grade Pictures presents The Showdown.
This looks neat. Let's just see how it starts.
Think it's okay?
Well, they won't mind. Of course, we might as well turn off some lights.
So they won't worry. You know, in case they drive by or something.
We'll just watch a little bit.
All right, Louie, you gonna talk or are we gonna have to make you talk?
I don't know nothing about it, I tell you. Honest, Duke, you got me wrong. I don't know nothing.
Well, then, we'll just have to find out what you do know.
Duke, what are you going to do? Mona! What are you doing here? I thought you was...
You thought. Well, you thought wrong.
You mean... you and him?
Him and me.
But I didn't do it. You know that. Tell him. Tell him I didn't have nothing to do with it.
Don't make me laugh.
If you didn't, who did? Come on.
Don't make me squeal. Mona, you know what they'll do to me if I squeal.
You're breaking my heart.
You gonna talk or ain't you?
Maybe we can persuade him.
Yeah.
Get the point?
Don't.
Then spell it.
Who's Jake? Jake and Manny.
Jake and Manny, huh?
Just as we thought.
What are we gonna do with this little rat now?
Throw him out. They'll take care of him.
No, Duke, no. Mona. Don't. No. They're laying for me out there. Mona, have a heart.
Go take a walk. The fresh air will do you good.
No. Oh, no.
That's still warm. Look upstairs.
Nice going, Sherlock.
Well, come on, hurry!
I can't get these off.
Why didn't you take off your sneakers?
I can't get the nuts inside.
Smart. Hold still a minute. Let me get them over the toes. Still.
Found out?
They will find out if you don't shut up.
I don't feel so good. I wish you hadn't made me eat all that cake.
I made you.
It's your idea.
Listen, if you tell Mom and Dad, you know what happens to guys that squeal.
Who said I was gonna squeal?
You better not, that's all. Squealing's the worst thing there is.
Jeff?
What now?
Suppose you tell a doctor something, and it gives you a shot, so you won't get lockjaw. Or suppose you don't need the shot. What will it give you, lockjaw?
Of course not. Why?
Because my jaw feels kind of funny.
It's from eating. Go to sleep.
I'm scared, too. What if I wake up and my jaw's locked? Better keep it moving.
Happens to guys that squeal.
I didn't.
You squeal, boy, and I'll fix you.
I didn't.
All right, Louie. You gonna talk, or do we have to make you talk?
I don't know nothing about it. I tell you, honest, Duke, you got me wrong. I don't know a thing.
All right, we're gonna just have to find out how much you do know about it.
Duke! What are you gonna do? Mrs. Stone, what are you doing here? I thought you were...
You thought. Well, you thought wrong.
Tell him I didn't do it. You know I didn't do it.
Don't make me laugh.
If you didn't, who did? Come on.
Don't make me squeal. You know what they'll do to me if I squeal, Miss Stone?
You're breaking my heart.
You're gonna talk, or ain't you?
All right, who was it ate the cake? Who was the boy that bit you? Come on.
Now, don't talk.
Maybe we can persuade him. Get the point?
So, I'll tell.
All right, spill it.
It was Jeff. Jeff and Sweeney.
Jeff and Sweeney, huh?
Just as we thought.
Well, what are we gonna do with Stupid here?
Let him go. They'll take care of him.
No! 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 No!
Get her!
No! The land for me out there! Have a heart, Mrs. Stone!
Go take a walk.
No! No! No!
Dad, I kind of knocked it off the table.
But why did you set it so early?
I guess I forgot it was Saturday.
All right, go back to sleep.
Yeah, for heaven's sake, be quiet.
Yes, indeed, Mom, you betcha, Pop.
Boy, got him in a bad mood, before they're up even.
That's the trouble with parents. The least little thing and they start to holler.
They get to go to the ball game?
We better be careful, that's all. And not get them mad again.
Yeah.
And whatever they say, you agree with them.
Well, if they ask questions about last night.
You better keep your lip buttoned up, because boy, if you squeal.
Honest, Jeff, I won't squeal.
You better not, that's all. Hey, I got an idea. How about if we go downstairs and set the table for breakfast? You know, without Mom asking us.
That's a good idea.
Well, come on, let's get moving.
Jeff, did you brush your teeth?
Yes, Mom, I did. First thing, before I even got dressed.
David, did you?
I brushed them up and down, just like you said. I must have brushed them for 5 minutes.
Well, I believe you. David, did you brush yours?
Yeah, I mean, no. I didn't have a toothbrush.
Oh, of course. Come on, I'll see if I can find you.
See you downstairs, Dave. I'm going to set the breakfast table for Mom, so she won't have to.
Yeah, see ya.
Well, we're being dreadfully obliging this morning, aren't we?
Frightfully.
Well, this must have possibly be the reason.
I can't imagine.
David, do you have any idea why Jeff is being so agreeable this morning?
That's the way he is, because he's such a great guy, I guess.
There isn't any other reason.
What reason?
I just thought maybe you might know.
Uh-uh.
Guess there's no accounting for moods.
Now, here's a toothbrush, and we'll keep it here just for you.
You mean I can come back?
Well, certainly. We're always glad to have you visit us.
You are?
Well, certainly.
Even when I...
Even when you what, David?
Nothing. Mrs. Stone?
Hmm?
You and Dr. Stone have been so nice to me and everything. And you're awful good at figuring things out.
What kind of things, David?
Well, suppose if a friend of yours did something. And suppose you knew it.
Yes?
Well, and suppose if another friend asked you about it. What would you do? I mean, if you told on him, that'd be squealing, wouldn't it?
I guess you could call it that.
And if you didn't tell, if you said he didn't do it, that would be lying, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I'm afraid it is. Definitely.
That's horrible, too. That's even more horrible. So, What do you do?
Do? Well, David, I guess you just... you do what your conscience tells you to do.
Oh.
Now, why don't you go brush your teeth? Run along.
Sure dodged that question.
Well, what would you have said?
Well, at least I would have given him a straightforward answer.
For example?
Well, I mean, it's perfectly clear. You...
If you tell, it's squealing. And if you don't, it's lying. So, what's the answer?
Morning, breakfast is all ready and you don't have to do a thing.
Isn't this nice?
And unusual.
Thank you, sir. Well, what do we have here? Scrambled eggs.
Oh, Dad, you don't have a spoon. Oh. I'm a terrible table setter.
Oh, I think you've done very nicely. You shouldn't have gone to so much trouble.
Well, you go to so much trouble for me, taking me and Dave to the ball game.
Hey, Jeff, what did you do to David?
What did I do?
He's just sitting up there in his room. I asked him what was wrong, and he said he was just trying to do what his conscience told him. I asked him what that meant, but he said he wasn't exactly sure. All he knew was that he wished he was dead.
Jeff, I think we're going to have a little talk.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
About last night. Jeff, we left you in charge here.
You don't have to tell me, Mom. I don't know why I do those things. Well, I was only going to watch one show, honest, but... Well, you know how it gets you.
Now, about the cake.
Well, I was only going to have one little piece, Mom, but... Well, you know how good your cake is.
Jeff, that's a lovely testimonial.
Nevertheless, there has to be a punishment. Now, what do you think it ought to be?
I guess I don't get to go to the ball game, huh?
No way! Jeff didn't do it. I did. It wasn't his fault. I made him eat the cake. He didn't want to, but I made him. I made him stay up late and watch a whole lot of shows, too. He was dying to go to bed. But I caught me being a guest and him being such a great guy. He stayed up. It wasn't his fault.
What's eating you? I already told him that I did it.
You didn't. I did it, too.
We both did it, and we're both to blame.
Well, I was the one that put the red ants in the major's bed.
Red ants in the major? You must have had him going crazy.
You should have heard him. He was yelling and hollering.
David, that was a perfectly terrible thing to do.
It certainly was.
And I hope you never do anything like it again.
Oh, I wouldn't.
I hope you're very sorry.
I'm just as sorry as Jeff is about the television and the cake. Well, if you don't want to take us to the ball game, that's up to you.
Well, what do you think?
Well, I think that in the future we shouldn't go out and leave them home alone.
Oh, I agree. Yes. Well, what about the ball game?
The ball game? Mm-hmm. Well, now, even though they owned up to what they did, that doesn't excuse them.
Oh, no, indeed. I shall say not. But what about the ball game?
Well, I did promise them, and it is Saturday.
Yay!
Mom and Dad like it nice and quiet at the breakfast table.
All right, how about some scrambled eggs?